Smart Eyewear Highlight, sponsored by Innovative Eyewear, developer and provider of cutting-edge Lucid Bluetooth glasses. Lucid Smart Eyewear is multifunctional, meeting the needs of the optical, hearable, and digital assistant markets. Innovative Eyewear. NASDAQ trading symbol LUCY. Lucy. Web address lucyd.co.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis. I welcome Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at Real Clear World about a website that is a window on the catastrophe of the predation by Vladimir Putin and the Russian army invading Ukraine and besieging civilian and people who are fleeing the besieging. Paul, a very good evening to you. What is the website 200RF.com? What does it tell us? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. That website uses the 200 because during the 2014 war in East Ukraine, the bodies of dead Russian soldiers were taken back to Rostov in trucks, refrigerated trucks marked cargo 200. So if you saw that truck, you knew exactly it was transporting dead bodies.
So the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, pointing to the casualties that were hidden from the Russian people in 2014, is now calling attention to that fact as well, because this website includes number keeping of the number of KIA and captured and the number of Russian soldiers who can be identified. What else is on that website, Paul?
The most important feature of the website, and this is a sub-website, which is called Ishistraich, which in Russian and Ukrainian means search for your own. So the main purpose of that website is to allow families back in Russia who have sons perhaps serving in Ukraine, gives them a website whereby they can register, give their information, give information about their son or daughter who may or may not be serving in Ukraine, and they will get a response from the Ukrainian side as to whether the person in question is dead, captured, or there is no information. This is a rather remarkable idea in that this will give Ukraine a database of parents and relatives who are worrying about their kids who are in Ukraine, perhaps. Once you enter the Russian army as a conscript, they are now forcing these conscripts to sign contracts, which make them professional soldiers and eligible for service in a theater of war. And from what we can see from reports, which are consistent, is that the Russian troops that are coming in are very poorly trained. And it turns out these are these young conscripts who have very, very little training.
The website 200RF, 200RF.com, will introduce you not necessarily to the inquiry about your relatives, although that is possible when it's not blocked, but also to the fact of testimony by these young people. These are boys, barely boys, and they've been captured, and there are videos, and they, in Russian, they're Russian captions as well. They give out their names, and they're not certain where they are or what's happened to them. Paul, you have the Russian. What did you learn from these very young people who look both frightened and exhausted at the same time?
What struck me is the fact that, at least for purposes of the camera, these conversations, basically debriefings by the Ukrainian side, were very cordial. There's cordiality on both sides, although it's clear that these young men were frightened. This is a debriefing in which they explain how they got to be where they were captured. And as I've noted already, most of them are conscripts with very little training who find themselves surprised that they're in Ukraine. They don't see any reason why they're in Ukraine. And in fact, a whole battalion, once they learned they were in Ukraine, gave up. This is something that was known a couple of days ago. So that's what I learned from these interviews.
They're very sincere, and I hold out the possibility that this is a ruse. This is wartime. It's fog of war. It's extremely convincing. Certainly, these young men seem, at this point, astonished at what's going on around them. They can cast their eyes. You hear sound effects in the background because there's lots of activity. There's machinery. There are trucks. There are other people talking. So this is clearly in combat. Paul, you have some numbers associated with the search engine. We have 4,312 KIA. 1,169 of this KIA are bodies that cannot be identified, so they don't know the names. We have 768 in captivity, dating from some days before. These numbers are a little out of date, but it shows you the scale. And I want to get to the major point. Paul, something's happened in Europe. Germany changed sides. Why did that happen, and what does it mean?
I would characterize in particular Germany, which went from being the laggard in this battle to being the leader, to being Europe's leader, as simply awakening up to who Putin really is. And I think when we talk about this, we need to talk about Putin or the Kremlin, and we don't talk about the Russian people or Russians. This is clearly a Putin operation, and we have basically a dictator. It's awakening up because prior to the announcement of the invasion, which was just a few days ago, any number of European diplomats and heads of state went to Russia, talked to Putin, and were told, the buildup of 190,000 troops on the borders, that's just a military exercise. We have no intention to invade Ukraine. When he issued the order, financial markets, political figures, pundits, were, including myself, I must admit, were taken totally off guard that the leader of Russia, which is a major state, a big state, would start what is the first European war of this century. So no one could believe he would do it, but he did it. So that's what's caused the change in Germany, which went from, a social democratic held chancellorship, which went from the 60-year policy of Ostpolitik, or accommodation with Russia, to being the biggest hawk in Europe. So that, to me, is an enormous change and an extremely important change, and it possibly will change the outcome of this war.
Final observation, Paul. We have less than a minute. You observed some days past that casualties are extremely, extremely important to emphasize because the Russian people have been lied to. Vladimir Putin is hid casualties in 2014. This website means that he cannot hide them. Do you find that a significant change?
Putin has always worried about casualties because his pitch to the Russian people is, I'm going to give you a great Russia at no cost.
Right.
So he gave the Russian people Crimea at no cost. Here we have this war against Ukraine, which he says is going to remove the danger of Ukraine at no cost in terms of casualties or anything else. So if he cannot maintain that myth, he's in trouble.
Paul Gregory, Hoover Institution, 200RF.com is the website. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.